Good morning. Looks like it's going to be a lovely day. Sun is shining. Gotta like that. So let's take a comfortable seat on the mat. We'll give ourselves a moment first to become a little more grounded, a little more centered. In these beginning moments, do nothing but breathe. Begin to let your focus turn more and more toward your breath. And we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. We come to center, we'll bring hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and the unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now with an inhale, let's circle our arms up and overhead. Hands meet above us, and they come back into the heart again. Close your eyes, and just move with your breath. Now one more time, reach into the sky. This time as you exhale, fold forward. Let your hands come down onto your mat and then step your feet back and let's come to downward facing dog. Pushing back away from our hands, we'll press our heels up and down and take a moment to feel your way into your body. Let's walk our hands now back to our feet and we'll fold into a forward bend. Walk the hands forward again. Find your way back to downward facing dog. And from here we'll set our knees to the mat. We'll sit down onto our heels. Inhale, spread your arms wide open. And then exhale, bow forward. And move with your breath. One more time, inhale and reach wide open. And then exhale, bow forward. And for a moment, settle into child's pose. Child's pose will be our resting place, and we'll come back here together a couple of times. But it's always here, and you can always choose to rest anytime you'd like. Now curl your toes again into the floor, lift hips to the sky. Let's return to downward facing dog. Now step your right foot forward. The left knee touches down on the mat. With an inhale, we reach to the sky. And exhale, hands come down. Step the right foot back. Now bring your shoulders up above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower to the ground. With an inhale, we'll roll the shoulders back, reaching the heart forward, cobra. And then hips reach back into the heels, child's pose. Again, curl your toes into the floor, hips lift to the sky, downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. The right knee touches down, kneeling lunge. Arms reach to the sky. And then hands come back down to the mat. Left foot steps back. Shoulders again move forward so they're above the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise into cobra. And exhaling back into child's pose. And toes again curl down into the floor, hips lift to the sky. We find downward facing dog. And then let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, hands come to the heart and then down to our sides. Let's take our shoulders up toward our ears and roll them around to the back and down. And go round and round. Loosen up some tension you may be holding in your shoulders. Roll your shoulders around one more time. And then step to the very front of your mat, hands to the heart for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. And then we'll sink our hips down, chair pose. Now rise up again. If you want to add a little back bend, you can lean back. Come diving down. Then lift up halfway, flattening the back. Now hands come to the mat. Let's reach the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, knee up or down. Inhale, arms float up. Exhale, hands come down. We step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge, arms to the sky, and then hands to the mat. Left foot steps up to join the right. Take a nice big inhale and rise. And then hips sink down, chair pose. Come all the way up again, another little back bend if that feels good. And swoop down. Come halfway up. And then let your hands come to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge for kneeling lunge. Arms up to the sky. And then hands down to the mat. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog and the left leg reaches into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms come up. And then hands come back down. Now the right foot steps forward. And we rise all the way up. Sinking into chair. And then back up. Again, if you like that little back bend, add one more. And then dive down. Come halfway up. And then bring your hands to the mat. Now we'll walk our feet back. And let's step into downward facing dog. Take a moment to feel the energy you're awakening in your body. And as we flow through this practice, let's continue to focus on the breath and step into each pose in the way that makes sense for your own body. So let's begin our standing flows now. Right leg to the sky. Step your right foot forward. Lay your back foot flat on the ground. And let's step into warrior one, creating a firm foundation that gives us strength and balance. Breathing into the body, breathing into the moment. Let your hands drift behind your back. Behind us, we'll link the fingers together and then we'll push the hands and shoulders back as we stretch the heart wide open. What does that feel like physically when you open the front of your body this way? What does that feel like on the inside, emotionally? And take this open heart center and bow forward, just to where it makes sense for your body. Now let your hands come down to the mat. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Now drop your hands down to your side. Step onto the right foot. Then circle your arms round to the front as you step on your right foot and lift your left foot off the floor. Reaching to the sky, we take a moment of balance. Now step down, circle the arms around, chair pose. Hips sink down as the arms come around. And let's rise from the chair. Drop arms again to your side. This time step onto the left foot. As you circle the arms around, the right foot comes off the floor, and we take another moment of balance. And then step down, circle arms around, chair pose. And we'll rise up, and with an exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So make a choice of how you enter the pose, make it work for you. Yoga is not really the poses. The poses are the means to yoga. Yoga is a state of being, where we find a peacefulness inside, connectedness. Now bring hands to the heart and then onto your left thigh. Pick the right foot up, set it down flat, and let's enter pyramid pose. So with both feet flat, again, we find that firm foundation. Tip the hips forward now and lean out over your left leg. Gently stretching the back body, allowing openings into tight places. Breathing your way in. Hands come to the mat. Let's walk our feet back and we'll step into side plank with the right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down, lift your left arm to the sky, or come with straight legs in plank pose around open. There are many right ways. Finding the right way for you today is what you're looking for. Let's come back down and around and take side plank to the other side. Left hand on the mat, so either left knee down or straight legs. We'll bring this side around. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale and lower. As we inhale, we'll arch up. And then exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. And second side, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down, warrior one. Keep bringing your focus to your breath. Moving more and more with every step, with every pose, into that way of being, peacefulness. Connectedness. Again, hands drift behind the back. They'll connect behind us. We push the hands, the shoulders back, reaching the heart wide open, looking to the sky. And then we bow forward. Now let your hands come to the mat. Step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, reach all the way up. lift up hands down to your side, step onto the right foot, circle arms around, left foot off the ground. Little moment of balance. When we step down, we'll circle arms around, chair pose. And stand tall. Drop arms down to your side, step onto the left foot. Right foot comes off the ground. Little moment of balance. And then a step down, arms circle around, chair pose. And standing tall, we dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And hands come into the mat, and then we'll take hands onto the right thigh. Pick your left foot up, set it flat down. Set the stage for pyramid pose. Tipping the hips forward, leaning out over the right leg this time. Using the pose, using your breath to help open you up. Little by little, gently, carefully. And again, bring your hands to your mat, walk your feet back, and let's step into side plank, right hand on the mat. So either with your right knee down or with your leg straight. And then bring this side down, turn it around, side plank, left hand on the mat. And again, we come around and back to downward facing dog for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And bring your right leg up into the sky. Now take a super big wide step forward with your right foot. Back foot lays flat. We open to warrior two. Arms parallel to the ground, looking straight ahead. Take a little flow here, reach forward just a little. Turn your right hand over, reach back to reverse warrior. Then we'll flow, take your right arm across your right thigh, side angle pose, left hand to the sky. And then flow back to reverse warrior, and with your breath, flow one to the other. And then next time you find side angle pose, go ahead and stay there. You can take your right hand all the way down to the ground, or you can keep it at your thigh. Always making a choice that's good for you. Now reach your right arm up and back, reverse warrior. Staying here this time. and then let's spin both arms all the way around to the right foot. We'll step the left foot forward. Right hand takes hold of the left ankle as we spin the left arm up to the sky in a twist. Now bring this side of the twist around. Before the other side, let's stretch our back out by coming halfway up with that flat back. And then folding forward, the left hand takes the right ankle and we spin to the right. And come back around and again halfway up. And then hands come to the mat. Let's step the right foot back. This time we'll lay the knee down. Circle your arms up and overhead. Linking your fingers together. Index fingers point to the sky as we lift ourselves up higher. And then if you'd like, you can add a little back bend here. And then hands come down to the mat. Curling the right toes under, let's pick the right knee up and we step back. Side plank, right hand on the mat. And come down and around to the other side. Left hand on the mat. And then down and around, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Second side, left leg to the sky. Big wide step forward with the left foot now, back foot flat down, warrior two. So yoga is a state of being. So don't measure the success of your practice by how flexible you are, but instead, how present can you be? How focused can you be? Can you use your breath to breathe into your body, to focus your mind and find peacefulness? Now let's take that flow, little reach forward, turn the left hand over, reaching back across the sky, reverse warrior, then bending the left arm across the left thigh, side angle pose. Flowing one to the other. And the next time you come to side angle pose, let's remain there. And then the left arm reaches up and back across the sky. One more time, reverse warrior. And then we spin both hands all the way around to the left foot. Let's hop the right foot forward. Right hand takes the left ankle as we open into the twist. Come around again, inhale, lift up halfway, stretch your back. Folding forward, left hand takes the right ankle, we open again to the twist to the right. Come around, lift up halfway. And then folding forward, take hands to the mat, step the left foot back, left knee touches the mat. We circle arms overhead, index fingers point up as we link the fingers together. Let yourself rise nice and tall through the side body. And then add a back bend if you want to. And hands come down again to the mat. Curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up. Step back, side plank, right hand on the mat. Down and around, side plank, left hand on the mat. And then come down and around, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And right leg up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now with this lunge, let's add a diagonal line. So reach your body forward. And then slip your right hand behind your back. Take your left hand to the floor beside your right foot. Taking another twist, we now spiral our shoulders open. You can reach your right arm to the sky or you can keep it at your back. See what feels good for you. And then the twist comes around again, hands to the mat, step the left foot forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bring hands into your heart. Preparing for a back bend, let's step our feet hip distance apart. We'll make fists at our low back, and as the feet push down, the shoulders roll back. And we rise up, up and away, curving back, just to where it feels good for you. Bring the back bend carefully up, shifting hands onto the hips. We pour the back bend down into a forward bend. Now step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And let's circle our arms round and round this time. And then arms reach up and hands come down to the mat. Step back, side plank, right hand on the mat. And come down, turn it to the other side. Side plank, left hand on the mat. And down and around, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. Second side, last flow, left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And we'll circle arms round and round. Oh, sorry, no we won't. We'll lean into a diagonal line. We'll save that for later. I'm going to slip the left hand behind the back, right hand to the floor beside the left foot. And now the twist spirals around to the left, making it work for your own body. Many right ways. And the twist comes back around. With hands to the mat, let's step the right foot forward. And with an inhale, we'll come all the way up. And hands meet at the heart. Again, stepping hip distance makes a great foundation for this back bend. Fists at the low back, up, up, and away. Carefully, we come up with hands at the hips. Let's pour the back bend down into a forward bend. And then step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And now we'll circle arms round and round. Arms reaching up, and then hands come to the mat. Step back, side plank, right hand on the mat. And bring your side plank around and to the other side. And come back around for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. With an inhale, we'll arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Your knees now come to the mat, slide hips into the heels, and lay yourself down to rest in child's pose. Stay focused on your breath. Every moment, a step closer to that state of being, peaceful and connected. Look to the front of our mat. We'll press hands onto the mat, curl toes under our feet, lift hips to the sky, and make our way back again to downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. Take a nice big inhale to come all the way up. And with our exhale, hands come to the heart. And let's explore a little more balancing. Step onto your right foot. Our first balance pose today will be tree pose. So once you feel rooted with the right foot, take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or up to the thigh of your right leg. Hands might be at the heart, they might branch out. Step down, start again anytime you need to. Through focusing on the breath, we find balance. Through being centered and grounded, we find balance. Now reach arms to the sky and let's float into warrior three. Send your left leg behind you now. Your arms can reach to the front or to the sides or to the back. And then reach your hands to the ground, standing splits. Head hangs down as the foot reaches up. And then let's step the left foot down next to the right. We'll rise all the way up again. And bring hands to the heart. Before we balance on the left foot, see if your body might appreciate a little bit of movement, a little release. And then step onto the left foot, tree pose. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. And then we float into warrior three, right leg reaches back. And then hands down to the mat, standing splits. The right foot steps down next to the left. Nice big inhale. We come all the way up again. And hands come to the heart. And another moment to give yourself any kind of movement you might crave. And then take a big breath in. Reach all the way up into the air. Exhale, fold all the way down. As hands come to the mat, we'll walk our feet back. Once again, let's lay knees to the mat, slide hips to heels, and we find child's pose. This time with a side bend added on, let's walk hands way over to the right first. Walk your hands back to the center and then way over to the left. And hands back again to the center. And we'll curl our toes under our feet, lift our hips to the sky, and find our way back again to downward facing dog. So next we'll move into some nice deep hip opening pigeon pose. So you have the option of laying on your back for pigeon pose, crossing your right ankle over your left thigh, or you can step your right foot forward, and as you bend your knee, let your foot land behind your left hand, knee behind your right. So choose whichever variation makes sense for your body, which helps you find the most release. And then settle yourself in, close your eyes, focus on your breath. If you're in the prone variation, take your hands on the mat. If you're on your back, we'll meet in downward facing dog. So make your way to downward facing dog. If you're here, curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up, step back. And once you're in downward facing dog, press your heels up and down a couple times. And then we'll step into a twist. Step your right foot forward as if we were returning to pigeon pose. Foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. But then hook your left knee inside of your right knee. Sit down between the feet. Lay your right hand on the floor behind your right hip, left arm to the sky. And then crossing the left arm over the right thigh, we spiral in a twist to the right. Now let this twist rise up your back and spine as you grow taller twisting around to the right. And then let the twist come around. Allow it to go around to the other side just a little bit. And then swing your right foot back as you take hands to the mat. Step your left foot back. And we're back to downward facing dog. And let's take pigeon pose to the other side. So again, you can lay on your back. This time you'll cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Or step your left foot forward. With the knee bend, the foot comes behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Lay yourself down to a place that's comfortable for you. Close your eyes. Focus on your breath. Again, if you're in the prone variation, hands come on the mat. If you're on your back, our meeting place will be downward facing dog. From here, right toes curl under, we step back, pressing heels up and down a couple of times. And then for the twist, we step the left leg forward, bending the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Hook your right knee inside of your left knee. Sit back between your feet, left hand to the floor behind you, right arm to the sky. Crossing the right arm over the left thigh, the twist now turns around to the left. We let the twist come back around and a little way to the other side. And then swing the left foot back as you take hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Press back into one last downward facing dog. And the knees touch the mat. We crisscross the ankles. Slipping over the tops of our feet, let's stretch our legs straight out in front of us for a forward bend. Inhale, reach to the sky, rising up. Exhale, fold forward. Yoga is a state of being. The poses are just the means to get there. We continue to practice focusing on the breath, quieting the mind, finding that state of being. Walk your hands up your legs. Catch the backs of your thighs as you roll down onto the floor. And we lay down on our back. Take a moment to get grounded, to get centered. And then reach your legs straight up into the sky. Take your hands to your heart in a prayer. Now building strength at our center, reach that prayer up and down as you lift head and shoulders up and down off the mat. Keep breathing. Thank you. Now take your prayer and reach it up and down over to the left side of your legs. Back to the center. Keep moving. Keep breathing. Now up and down to the right side of your legs. And then a last few to the center. And then hug your knees, lay your head to the floor, rock your head side to side. It's likely a little tension has entered your neck from that, so ease it out. And then once your neck is happy, let your body join in the rocking side to side. And then choose an inversion for today. You may be feeling like a shoulder stand. You may be feeling like a bridge pose, or if you have another inversion, you practice. Still focusing on the breath. Now, slow and gentle as you lay yourself back down to the mat. Coming to the floor, we hug our knees, we'll rock side to side. And then bring your feet to the floor for fish pose. As you push your feet down, lift your hips up enough to slide your hands underneath you. Stretch legs straight out onto the floor, sit up on your fingertips. Tuck elbows underneath the back and let your head hang back as you reach your heart to the sky. And then the head lifts up and that fish pose lays gently down. Hands slide out from underneath, and now we'll reach our hands to the floor behind our head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around, take a great big full body stretch. And let's begin the last twist by reaching down, taking hold of the right knee, and then crossing that right knee all the way over to the left while we turn and look to the right. Your left hand fall to the floor. Let the twist lay you back down. You may want to move your body a little so you're straightened out on your mat. And then again, stretch the arms and legs out. Full body stretch. And reach down to take your left leg now. Cross it over to the right, turn and look to the left. Now we let the right hand fall to the floor, laying the twist back down. Again, straighten your body out a little bit. At this time, you may want to cover up. Whatever you need to do to get comfortable, do that. And lay yourself down for this final relaxation. If I can learn to breathe deeply while on my yoga mat, perhaps I can learn to breathe more deeply in times of stress off the mat. If I can learn to bring my focus to my breath on my mat, perhaps I can learn to be truly present to important events in my life. If I can learn to be centered and grounded on my mat, perhaps I can learn to be centered and grounded when things in my life begin to get out of control. If I can learn to be patient with myself as my body slowly opens in my practice, perhaps I can learn to be patient with others as they navigate the bumpy road of growing. If I can learn to make good choices about how to step into my poses in a way that fits me best, perhaps I can learn to make healthier choices in other areas of my life. If I can learn to awaken joy in my yoga practice, perhaps I can learn to celebrate the joyful moments in my life. If I can learn to find balance on my mat, perhaps I can learn to create more balance in the way I live. If I can learn to open my heart through my practice, perhaps I can learn to live a life of greater compassion. If I can learn to move and breathe my way to a peaceful stillness in my yoga practice, perhaps I can learn to find times in my day to be quiet and still. Receive these gifts. Take them into your life. And let the line between your mat and your life become less finite. Perhaps we can learn to extend this state of being longer and longer and longer. Now take a very deep breath in. Letting that deep inhale slip into a nice, long, deep exhale. And create now a meaningful closure for your experience today. When you're ready, roll over onto your right side for a moment or two. Enjoying that state of being, stillness, peacefulness, connectedness. And finally, let's meet sitting on the mat where we began. Offer your gratitude for your practice today. And then once again, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. And then back at center, our arms circle up into the sky. Hands come together above us, and they come first to our forehead for peaceful thoughts today. And then to our lips for peaceful words. And to our heart for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a great day, have a great weekend.